All right, here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category 5.tv newsroom. Carrier-locked phones are being outlawed in Canada, and providers must unlock phones for free. Amazon is buying Whole Foods Market. Tim Cook has confirmed Apple is working on a self-driving car system. End-to-end encryption for online services may become law. And we finally have a release date for Star Trek Discovery. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of June 21st, 2017. Canada's broadcast regulator has ruled that cell phone networks may no longer charge fees for carrier unlocking handsets, nor sell new phones locked to their network. The Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC, said that as of December 1st of this year, phone sellers will be banned from selling handsets locked to a specific carrier, and all carriers will be required to unlock customer handsets for free. The change is part of a larger overhaul the CRTC has made to Canada's Wireless Code, a set of consumer rights guidelines that the CRTC manages. In addition to the unlocking rule, the CRTC also mandated that any new charges from overage fees or roaming charges be approved by the primary account holder. This applies mainly to shared family plans where the parent who owns the account will now need to give permission before racking up additional charges. Remember we had a news story where somebody's charges got like
thousands
up. Yeah. So this is good.
I think it's about time.
Yeah.
Like especially with the fees.
Oh, yeah. We go to Jamaica and Dave needed a phone unlocked and it cost, I think, $50 to do it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, the unlocking thing, that bugs me, that they lock phones and you've got to pay to unlock it.
Yeah.
Like my phone was locked to a network and I paid for the unlock code and I did it myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And worked great.
Yeah.
So I now use it.
You can go to Jamaica.
I do whatever I want with it.
Yeah.
I swap SIMs all the time just because I've got certain SIMs for certain things. And so some have internet, some are just pay as you go.
You're a secret agent, aren't you?
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Secret. My secret is out. Here's what bugs me is our Canadian regulators don't understand. They don't understand how things actually work in reality.
Yeah, they don't.
Plain and simple. Let's say you're paying an astronomical fee for LTE internet, and you're downloading a 6 gig file.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're downloading the 4.4 gig Debian ISO or image.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you approach your cap.
Right.
The presumed cap. Mm-hmm. Like just the point where they need to ask you, are you sure you want to continue downloading?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I get 4 gigs of my 4.4 gig download into my download on LTE, mm-hmm. and then they cut off the download.
Can you resume
everything
it?
Stops.
Or does it?
Everything stops.
Oh.
Hmm. I lose the download. And then I bring up my browser, and it's a presentation from the regulator saying, you've reached your cap. Would you like to authorize more use?
So
yes.
I'm sure there's settings you can
But it just
put
continues along.
There are not. This is a regulation that the government puts in and says the phone companies are not allowed to disable that.
So then when you say yes, does the download just continue?
No,
you have to start again.
Unless you're using a download accelerator or something like that, which would be brilliant, but who does on their phone?
So then your 6 gig download, which you got 4 gigs into,
you have to start over.
You have to start over. So it's now a 10 gig
now
download.
I have to pay for
and
that.
The thing is, in Canada, we don't really have any, like, you know, cellular providers that have unlimited data yet.
No.
Right.
So, like, I know in the States and in Europe, they have, like, other companies that you can say, hey, I want to pay for unlimited data.
Sure.
We don't have that in Canada, unfortunately. Yeah. We only have, like, 2 or 3 major companies.
You can understand their reasoning from a paper standpoint. Like, hey, this looks good on paper. Let's make sure that if someone's going to go over 5 gigs, that we let them know and require them to authorize continued use.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. In reality, though, it costs me money. It costs me pointless money. And drives me nuts.
I don't share mine with anybody. Dave and I even have separate data plans altogether. We have
that's
no
fine.
Sharing.
Stop messing with my internet, CRTC.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Online retail giant Amazon is buying Whole Foods in a $13.7 billion deal that marks its biggest push into traditional retailing yet. Amazon, which has long eyed the grocery business, will buy the upmarket supermarket for $42 a share. Investors greeted the deal as game-changing for the industry, sending shares of rival grocers plunging. But Whole Foods, which has been under pressure, has climbed. Founded in 1978 in Texas, Whole Foods was a pioneer of the move forward towards natural and organic foods. It has grown to more than 460 stores in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. and employs about 87,000 people. The takeover deal, the biggest in Amazon's history, is expected to be completed in the second half of the year, pending approval by shareholders and antitrust regulators. The takeover also makes Amazon an instant player in the grocery industry, where it has operated at the fringes since launching its food business service, Amazon Fresh, in Seattle in 2007. Apple's chief executive has confirmed it is developing a self-driving car system, but Tim Cook indicated that it is too soon to say whether it would license the tech to other car makers or try to build its own vehicles. His interview with the Bloomberg news agency yielded his most detailed comments about the project to date. Until now, Apple has avoided publicly discussing its plans, although it has confirmed the scheme in U.S. filings. Mr. Cook told Bloomberg, "We're focusing on autonomous systems, and clearly one purpose of autonomous systems is self-driving cars. There are others. And we sort of see it as the mother of all AI, artificial intelligence projects. It's probably one of the most difficult AI projects to work on." He goes on to say, "We'll see where it takes us. We're not saying from a product point of view where it will take us, but we are being straightforward that it's a core technology that we view as very important." He added that the rise of AI, electric vehicles, and ride sharing presented an opportunity. The publication of the interview coincides with an announcement by General Motors that it has completed production of 130 self-driving Chevrolet Bolt cars at a factory in Michigan. Meanwhile, Audi has begun testing a July reveal of a new car, the A8, that will introduce semi-automatic features of its own. So I feel like there are some problems in self-driving cars of late. So this should be an interesting situation for Apple to get into.
They're pretty non-committed, eh?
They're super, super non-committed
in
that.
We'll see how this goes. It's kind of like we'll see how MP3 players and smartphones go. Okay, go!
Full tilt! No, yeah. Well,
everybody else, check it out. Okay, now go.
Well, as a kind of Apple fanboy, I guess. I was raised on Macs, I know. But I'm happy to kind of see a move that they're thinking in the general direction, because I think there's been a lack of new things from Apple recently, unfortunately.
A lack of innovation from Apple?
Wow. I know that's coming from a fanboy too. Yeah. No, but I'm happy to see them branching out. And just to relate to that Amazon story as well, you know what's coming now, right? Whole Foods Prime.
Nice.
Just wait for it.
Prime rib.
Okay, sorry.
Brilliant.
Okay.
A European Parliament committee is proposing that end-to-end encryption be enforced on all forms of digital communications to protect citizens. The draft legislation seeks to protect sensitive personal data from hacking and government surveillance. EU citizens are entitled to personal privacy, and this extends to online communications, the proposal argues. A ban on backdoors into encrypted messaging apps like WhatsApp and Telegram is also being considered. Encryption involves digitally scrambling a communication to protect its contents and then using a digital key to reassemble the data. End-to-end encryption means that the company providing the service does not have access to the key, meaning it cannot listen in to what is being shared, giving the sender and recipient added confidence in the privacy of their conversation. The proposal seeks to amend Article 7 of the EU's Chapter of Fundamental Rights to add online privacy. It will require approval by committee's members, the wider European Parliament, and the Council of Ministers before it can be passed into law. That is actually good news that there. I think privacy in WhatsApp and such.
Well, if they're forcing encryption, end-to-end encryption in Europe, then we start to see that impact us here in Canada.
Yeah. Right.
And, well, it's global, right?
Well, it becomes the internet is global, and we're all, a lot of English-speaking folks. And, so what happens is that we, in order to appease those regulations so that European site visitors can visit our websites, we have to comply to these regulations as well.
It's like the regulations in the EU right now. Like, we use cookies on our site. It's one of their regulatory things.
So it's like that when you go to Category 5 TV, which is based out of Canada, hosted in the United States in part, and we have CDNs all over the world.
Yeah.
We on our website have that, cookie statement because that's a regulation in the UK.
Exactly. So there you go.
Maybe people didn't know that.
I didn't
What's
know that.
What's that doing there?
Now you sound
I just always say okay because I don't know what cookies are, but they're called cookies.
They sound delicious.
It's so I know. I'm good. Like, okay, I guess if everybody's doing this cookie thing, I'm okay with it.
All right. Yeah.
good.
The latest chapter in the Star Trek saga has finally had its premiere date, with the 15-episode season set to be released in two chapters. Star Trek Discovery will launch on Sunday, September 24th, with a broadcast premiere on the CBS in the U.S. and Space Channel in Canada. The series premiere will also be available on demand on CBS All Access, and the second episode of the series will be available on the service that same night immediately following the broadcast premiere. Star Trek Discovery will also stream exclusively in Canada on Crave TV, with full scheduling details to be released in the coming weeks. Not in Canada or the U.S.? Don't worry. Netflix will launch Star Trek Discovery on Monday, September 25th. The first 8 episodes will air from September through November, with the second chapter being released in January 2018. And the crowd goes wild.
Finally, we've got a date.
Yes.
Our first Star Trek in a long time, all I can
it's
say
a date.
Is. Yeah. Booked. We have to have like a viewing party or
we
something.
We can do that.
Just live stream. Yeah. Watch with the audience.
There we go. Nice.
Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.